ask, but we knew that we had to like rebrand the serial killer. Some of the most like signature killers in history were a crucial part of their identity was a name that people could remember. And detectives and reporters have done that throughout history. As the story moved forward and we were in the beginning trying to do Eerons and Eer and ONS, the editor-in-chief actually, you know, read a draft and she's like, you guys just have to just change his name. Like, change his name. There was the Stakeout Killer, the Bludgeoner, the Greenbelt Slayer, Midnight Whisperer, West Coast Ghost, the Phantom of California, the Knot Master, which does speak to his ability to tie diamond knots, Mr. Whisper, Mr. Methodical, the Ligature Killer, and Suspect X. Now, these all speak to this idea of someone who is unique in being nameless, faceless, traceless. But ultimately, Michelle came up with the Golden State Killer, which just seemed to be, in my mind, perfect. I know it was a controversial decision to rename a serial killer. And again, I respect that. I think it is, there is a certain necessary audacity in doing so. But we had to find a way for people to unify with a name that could be easily translated and understood. But I think one of the reasons why she wanted to publish with us, because look, her true crime diary was pretty well known, and this was her first